From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Arkansans very well may have two medical marijuana ballot measures to vote on in November, with the battle firmly entrenched in both political and scientific debates. Ahead, we explore the divide on the medicinal merits of marijuana as seen by the state's current Surgeon General and one who rose to the national stage in 1993.
A lot of physicians are concerned about labeling a plant that's not FDA approved as medicine.
The voice of the anti-medical marijuana campaign this election season is State Surgeon General Greg Bledsoe. He says most national medical associations are generally behind him, as is the science.
Originally, when I started looking into this about a year ago, I thought there was a split. The more I've researched this and done some background reading, I think that there's less of a split then there is confusion over how you define the terms.
Governor Asa Hutchinson used to be top brass at the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, so he's no stranger to the debate over marijuana's uses. But Hutchinson has largely deferred to his Surgeon General to communicate his opposition on these ballot items, which have popular support in recent polling.
Any efforts in relation to voter education in reference to opposition should be from the medical community, from physicians. Those are trusted voices that the people of Arkansas would listen to.
But the scientific community is not squarely lined up behind the Republican governor.
If a doctor feels that smoking a plant or chewing it, eating a plant or however they consume it is helpful for their patients with certain chronic diseases and it makes them feel better, or why not? Why not let them be as comfortable as they could be, for as long as they could be? To me, that's what medicine's about.
Joycelyn Elders never was the state's Surgeon General, but was the U.S. Surgeon General back in 1993 after 35 years in the healthcare field and six directing the Arkansas Department of Health. She's explored medical marijuana's uses since the AIDS crisis in the 1980s.
I came from a very research, scientifically based background. And so if I had a strong opinion, it was based on science.
While Dr. Bledsoe opposes legalizing medical marijuana, he is not in total disagreement with Elders. He, too, believes there are promising medicinal properties in cannabis. He just wants the FDA to approve it and regulate it before voters do.
I know very few physicians who are concerned about using the compounds from the marijuana plant and purifying them and applying them to patient care. And I don't have any problem with that. When you look back at the history of the development of pharmaceuticals, some of the best products we still have were derived from herbal remedies.
But in an unprocessed form, Bledsoe says medical marijuana is just too distant from modern medicine to make him feel comfortable. And he argues it allows for pharmaceutical companies to avoid the time and cost of an FDA study.
When you define medical marijuana as a joint, the chemical compounds that are not pure and the fact that you can't titrate the dose and, you know, you're giving one person one thing, another person another thing.
Elders offers a rejoinder that medical marijuana will still go through doctors and says under her preferred proposal of the two, the Arkansas Medical Cannabis Act, the Department of Health would supervise it. But Elders agrees with Bledsoe that the research could be better. She blames the federal government's war on drugs for hampering a legitimate effort at medicinal research.
The reason for it not being really considered was really kind of a more of a racial, judicial kind of decision as opposed to truly a medical one.
In light of these impediments, Elders thinks it's appropriate for citizens to act, especially since 24 states have a legalized form of medical marijuana already, as early as 1996 with California, often with state medical groups showing support for uses in cases of pain, glaucoma, epilepsy, and a host of other chronic conditions.
We should not stand in line to make sure we're last all the time. These states considered the use of medical marijuana has been considered, it's been used. Allow it to be studied. Allow it to be on the formulary, FDA approve and get it on the formulary. But until then, take what we have.
One provision of the Medical Cannabis Act draws particular scorn from Bledsoe. It differs with the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Amendment in allowing certain patients to grow their own if faced with obstacles like distance to a dispensary. Bledsoe finds that idea is many bridges too far. But Elders,
I think everybody knows about my gardening.
Elders doesn't see the harm if patients have the skill to grow it.
You have to learn how to grow almost anything, even grass.
The public's opinion about medical marijuana on four different state ballots will be pulled and tugged at by electoral political forces this fall, and they may be joined by a litany of medical opinions this time, too.
doctors should get up and get involved.
I feel like providing information to groups is a big part of the focus that I should be involved with.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.